You're with SBS Radio.
شمعون حبيبي رب منوهن بداية لقى ينشمت مقرى ميلان ماكسيموفيتش. مقرى ميلان وبرزوجو عطوريتا مقرطة هلدا تروي اينا عودة وكي بلخي قا مقمتا ينعوتت شوكان وبلتي قا جوسان وبرشايد بن امتن عن الدينا بدنشن خرائي مديلدها اطرا اخ جوساني وسنيقنا الهيرياتي وسنتا بروخاني تاين سنتا قد ماصي خيي بخدوتهم خدق أخي تام يقرا ميلان وبيتوتو غدلون البلاتة شوكاني قد يطغ بزودة بودها عودوتا ودلن أهات بخت عمو ميلان welcome again to the Assyrian program at SBS and congratulations for you and your family and Hilda for succeeding to organize another distribution of gifts to refugee families. And please, can you tell us about the latest distribution?
Thank you so much, dear Ninus, and good afternoon, dear listeners. Yes, as you all know, last year we have distributed Christmas presents for the new arrivals from Iraq and Syria, and also we did it for Easter. And also during the last 12 months, we were doing distribution on a weekly basis for around 80 families for the people in need and meeting with them. But what we have special this year is we're continuing giving gifts. And first we started with having around 250 people in Liverpool on December of 13th. And also we had a big preparation with around 250 presents at Marzaya on December 30th. And because of holidays at that time, we had around 100 presents given.
Mm. And what happens to the rest? Are you planning other events?
Yes. What's happening with the rest? Even like last night, we went and visited a couple families and delivered those presents at their door. And of course, this process is much slower because knowing Assyrian families and Assyrian culture, same like Serbian culture, you must come in and have dinner with them. So last night I tried a couple places just to give them gifts at the door, and they said, no, Milan, you need to come inside and give gifts to my children and my wife, and then you sit and then you talk. And took us till midnight to distribute some of those gifts. But what we'll do as well, we'll organize another event at Marmari Orthodox Church on January 20th. But we will, between those days, we will be knocking on the people's doors and delivering gifts as well.
Okay, Milan, just allow me to translate what we briefly to our listeners. Shamon Khabiba Bukuran in Milan, Umeran Katus, Dagia Hita Muntiluch, Makamtet Aha Auduta, Paletet Shukane, Umere, Kat Rabahaduta, Wakati Rabetuti, Kat Plechlan, Msilan, et Makamach, Yen Audach, El Hekma Shukane, O Pulielen, جو يرخي ترسر إنا بوش شولة يورا قمو دخلي تلايب يرخي ترسر مكانون قمايا إيمان تخشلان الأمر مرزي طوانا وطاما بليلن قرقز أخوات لما وخمشيشو كاني إنا مصيلن أختي إما وخدشة بليخلو وسامة بيشانا بتباش بوريا ين بليخ داقي خيتا وبوش زودا جو أمرت عيتا أرثو تكسيتة مارماري بت عادي تاما وبتأودي البليتا ومرقات بخدارخ ويولخ شوكاني بتوات ناشي وخسيتة يندوبار اتعما أطرايا راب قربة للعما السربيايا قد إمن طايت وارد يبيت تخمناشي لين بقبالت بلدت ينعزت إلا أورد وشركت عما جوخة خرمشا ينخخلتا ميلان This is a great job that you do, and it's a lot of effort's been put in. Before you were distributing and traveling to people's houses and distributing them, but I think you've adapted a new strategy now, which will be more effective, is by doing it in the churches.
Yes. When we started, we actually started with a smaller number, I think 2-3 years ago. It was only around 40 families, and our goal was to have a small number of people and to know them well, and you know, to become their friends and family, which we are. But this number grew over the time, and to be honest with you, if I look in some statistic, in last around 3 years, we distributed around 5,000 parcels. So the new strategy is to work together with churches and establish some hubs, and also help them with some supplies, not just on Christmas, on Easter, but all year around. And we are in the actually final stage of the registering non-for-profit organization, me and my wife Hilda and a couple more people. So we will be working much closely to churches, because I spoke with many churches and I told them, even me and my family working very, very hard, still our capacity is probably maximum 500, and still we get so tired. But we would like to reach much bigger number, because I know that there are probably around 14,000 new arrivals in Liverpool and Fairfield area. And if each church works together with us and looks after 200 or 300 people, then we can probably reach around 2,000 or 3,000 people.
I will actually stop you here briefly. شمعون خبيبة بقرم ميلان قد قمت كي خدرت وبتوات ناشي وبليت ولو أني شو كاني إن هذه ما بيوني لا أرخت بالخانوخ براشلا مودت قطية أودت مت ميقرا ميران متخرة قد هيغ زيالا قمت بشارتها إيوة قربت أربي بتواتة إن أن بتواتة راب زدلون إجا إيجا زيالا بوش إيلا براكتيقيتا إن أن بليت شو كاني يعني هاوي جو أمراني كتاما بجماية لعما ويومة قربانا تاما بيفاينا انت بش بشيطوطا وبش بسامزودة بتبشي بلية ومرقد جمت خطلانشن الدوار 5,000 دولار 5,000 شو كان بيشنا بلية وهم أمين أي جاروبة وختمة زدخلة وتخمون لي قد هاوي مجروس الداء بلخانو كت هدية آون وبرزويو شت إسنا registering for a non-profit organization. تو كاسات لها قنيتا بتيجي بتحاول برسات بجورة قد بالخ ومقرو ومرق قد زود من 4,000 جوسانة مطينة لخا أنا تخمون قد أرخت في الخانة هذا عم إي تواته قد أرخت دي ماسيخ بش ماطخ العم خينا. Very well, Milan. Now we go to another very happy announcement, where your name came up as a finalist in the local government nominees for the Australian of the Year Award, which will be presented and announced. The winner will be announced on the 26th of January, Australia Day. Please tell us about this nomination, your feelings.
Yes, so this is a special honor and recognition first for my family and especially for my wife, Hilda, who worked very, very hard together with me and for myself, and also for my son, Christian, who also helped us a lot. It's a special recognition because I have heard that came from recommendations came from different communities, came from Victor Charles, who is a long resident of the Fairfield City, and also from a Syrian community and the Serbian community as well. And this is a special encouragement for us, just to be a finalist. It's a big day, a big thing for to be recognized as a citizen of the year and be recognized for all hard work that my family put in. And it's additional and special motivation for us to continue to work even harder and to work also with other organizations, and especially like you already mentioned, to work with the churches so we can help many more people. And it's especially recognition for myself and my wife, because I am also coming as a Serbian refugee from former Yugoslavia, and my wife is a Syrian refugee from Iraq. And we know how it was hard when we came to this country and we first couple of years felt as a strangers. And we can see a lot of smiles on those people's faces, especially children. And we really feel more than a friend. We feel as a family member of each of those families that we are visiting and sharing gifts with them.
In previous conversation, you mentioned to me that your wife, Hilda, did not want you really to go and get that award because she said, what we do, the glory should go to God. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, even this morning she mentioned to me again to make sure to remember this. Yes, we are not looking for any recognition here in this life and from this world. Our recognition and glory is in heaven, because we have Jesus Christ as a central place of our family, and we are following Jesus' example of serving, and we are showing this by looking after people around us, after the most people most in need, like refugees, like ourselves. So we believe that we are just following Jesus and his example, and that our glory is in heaven.
Very great. Let me translate this, please. بقرآن يقرأ ميلان قد شمة بيشة لمخشخة خامن أني خراية أين فانلست جو برشتا ات أستراليايا تشيتا أها إلخ دا عودوتا بتشقل شوبا يومت أستراليا إسري إشتا بداها يرخى مقنا ميلان مرقت خا إقارة جور لقاتي قد شمي بايش متوى قا داها شوكانا وآها إقارة إنا آها مغزويلة قد بلخانت برناشا أما شابت بايش من طيمنا وأنا أخا جوسانا دتين من سربيا بغزاين قد إنديم يوما جوساني لاختي أنا إنا بابي جوساني خيني قد إن بلخي بلخاني بيت بايش مطوي منا إنا عرب ديدانا مره قد برزو جيمي قد هلتا مارا ليلة أنا نقيتها ليلة ألصيتا قد شغلت لها شو كان زب بلخانا دخوادي بلخانا طاولي وبيت بايش بوريا بيت مارا يشمشيخا زب أخنا بيخان عشه وخلده ارخه شيخه خشله عبد ايله بي سنتا وهيرتا ويولتا وباخلتا ميلان. Another important thing, when whichever corner we look at, we can see Milan is there. Now I would like to say that the latest thing I've heard that you have been nominated and elected to be a member of the board of directors of the Australian Christian Nations Association. First, tell us about this association and how your nominations came about.
Yes, this is a special honor, because Australian Christian Nation Association is looking after the Christian interest, especially important now, as we can see that even here in Australia, laws is changing, and even you know, definition of the marriage, which is written in the Bible, is now becoming almost outside of the law. Australian Christian Nation Association main goal is to protect our faith, protect our churches, and protect our families, and they're working very hard for many, many years. And this nomination came about from a Syrian member, George Abraham, who was retiring from this very important role, and he recommended my name, and some other members of directors of the board recognized my name and accepted this nomination and elected me to be another a member of a board. So the special honor is that Mr. Abraham shared with me that he would like me to stand for Assyrian interests and represent Assyrians in this important organization, and also to stand for all other Christian nations. So this is a special honor for me to be recognized. And now I feel really as Assyrian, and I think I will need to apply very soon for Assyrian citizenship.
بقرن مقرم إلان قد مرنقاتي شميلن قد بيشاويت مخشخة ينقبيلة جو سعتا قنطرنيتا ات أموات شتابوتة أموات كرسيانة جو أستراليا بقرن داخي ويلت آتي أورجو داها مرقت خامن هدامي أو تيل خاطرايا مقرأ جورج أوراهم يعني إبراهام أو إيوة هدامت سيتا قندرونيتا و أو بشراي لين ريتاير تيلي يطلب لي مني قد أون هابي قيومة و قاطرايا جو داها شتابوتا سببت أهشتابوتا بالخنانلا بالخانلا قا نياقرتها وخاميتها التقيريات الكريسيانة وهم زملاء بد إكنا يوتت شخلابة تيبديا بواية جو تيول وقانون بلاطنا أتلينا سزجوري من تخمنيات الكريسيانوتا بد هذا غزالة انقيتا تأور قداشتا بوتا وبالغ جاوه Milan, at the end, again, congratulations for all what is happening to you and for your family. And again, I'll say thank you very much for your hard work to bring the smiles and joy to the faces of the refugees who are in need, and they need that support to feel that they are not alone and there are people thinking about them. And we look forward after the 26th of January when we'll meet again, and hopefully you will be chosen to be the citizen, Australian citizen of the year.
You're very welcome, dear Ninos and dear listeners. For us, the biggest reward, like, as you mentioned already, is to see the smiles of the people when we give them presents, especially children's smiles. And for us, also, the best reward is that we really feel as a members of the family, and we are always welcome everywhere. And even like last night, when we went to visit some of the families, I'll share just one last thing with you quickly. One of the family that we visit, wife was not very well, and she was sharing with us all her medical records and showing to us, and really we felt that we are her brothers and sisters, and we really felt, you know, that she is really want us to work with her and to help her like we are her dear brothers and sisters. And thank you again, dear Ninos, and thank you also to SBS Assyrian, who is a really great supporter of what we are doing, myself, my wife Hilda, and our son Christian. Thank you so much. SBS.com.au